add that threat of the big play in the playoff situation?
Oh, it'd be huge. You know, we all saw the game last week with Houston and Kansas City, and you see how that got started. And, you know, they got the big play right at the start and got it rolling. And, you know, it's huge in the playoffs. All those big plays that happened are magnified. And just glad to be there again, that's for sure. It's nice to be here, and hopefully we can make some positive plays.
How would their special teams change without
Antonio Brown? You know, we're playing like he's going to be there for sure. You know, he's gone through some injury issues before and always been out there, so we're anticipating him being out there. But they do have several guys that they're working in there. You know, Marcus Wheaton and then Boykin also have returned punts before. So we'll see what happens, you know, on Sunday. But we're anticipating seeing him, and we all know what a challenge it is. Last time I stood up here, I said he was the best in the league, and I still feel that way as a punt returner. So it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us. Danny Smith does a great job, their special teams coordinator, and their entire group is real physical, plays fast, just like they do everything. So, be a real challenge.
Some of the guys that got integrated in the special teams late in the season, like Josh and Shiloh, how have they done fitting in to the units?
Oh, I think well. You know, I think Josh, luckily, you know, he had training camp with us here, which was perfect for him. So he was adept when he came in and got his reps and has done a good job for us. And then Shiloh, you know, I mean, he made the big play on offense, but he's really come in and stepped in since David got out of there, and hopefully we'll be able to use him this week.
With some of Brandon's struggles just late in the season, how do you feel where he's at heading into the playoffs?
You know, he hit some good balls during practice this week, and he's had a good week of practice. You know, obviously it's a new situation for him because he hadn't kicked in the playoffs yet other than kicking off. So, you know, it's going to be a new situation for him, but we have all the confidence in the world with him, and you know, we're excited. Hopefully it doesn't come down to a game winner. Hopefully we're up by 21 to get the win. But, you know, you got to be prepared if you are.
How helpful is a day like this where you have to work in windy conditions?
Yeah, it was definitely challenging. You know, you don't have a lot of things to block you like you do at the stadium. So it was challenging, but he did a great job during practice.
Is there anything Pittsburgh does differently with the defense that they haven't been doing under Dick LeBeau in previous years? Are they using their front defensive line more to get a little more pressure?
No, they've pretty much done the same thing, you know, since Danny Smith has been there, like I talked about earlier, and Coach Tomlin. You know, the biggest thing is you always have to be alert for the gadgets with these guys. They do a great job of setting things up, and he's not afraid to pull out a fake at any time. So we've got to make sure we're real sharp in that area.
Joe, did the way that Minnesota-Seattle game end kind of grab everyone's attention that nothing's a gimme this time of year?
I don't think so. I think everybody knows that all the time. I mean, they moved the extra point back, and I think that was right around the same distance as an extra point. And you've seen what happened with the extra point. So nobody makes it a gimme, especially when you got a great rush team like Seattle does. And you know, I feel really bad for that kid because he's a heck of a kicker. It's a shame that it all comes down to that, and they say, well, that's the thing that cost them the game. Because I know I saw a turnover within that game. I saw a lot of other things that caused that to happen, where he was having to hit that ball instead of it being in 4 minute and them kneeling in victory. So, you know, it's just one of the things in football you got to deal with.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.